Bear Podcast 486.
It involves showing of more fur.
There's nothing like making a pig bottom squeal than using bacon lube.
Village, they're full of gays.
Hey, all you bears.
Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. I think he's closeted. You think he's just closeted?
And I got my ass chewed out by editing.
It's Thanksgiving. The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
Laying on the couch eating bonbons and chocolate.
Just that, I saw it next to him.
Who's on sexting with
you? You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
He called and then he was freaked out.
You're really bitter here.
Yeah, I am very bitter.
It has
been a shitty week. Bitter party of one right here. It's been a shitty week, let me tell you.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome
with
to
the ambidextrous feet.
Yes, that's right. He's pushing his water around with his foot.
Oh, foot!
Oh, my God. Oh my God, there's a foot flying in my face. Okay, so welcome to episode 486. What?
Unlike dicks flying in your face.
Yeah, just like a few episodes of ours lately, we've been talking about dicks having forks in it and dick biting and stuff like that. And now we have
Palomino dicks.
Okay, so welcome to episode 486. And it's actually September 16th.
It's actually the 17th.
We're recording this on a Tuesday.
So.
Yes, and welcome everyone. For all new listeners out there, this is a podcast based here in Houston. And it's just me and Ray.
Yeehaw!
Me and Ray just bullshitting you guys. Okay. All right, so let's do some weekend updates. So
what did you do, Nard?
Oh, yeah.
You had a busy weekend.
It's been a busy weekend because it's Mike's birthday last weekend. And
Mike is his partner for you that's just joining us.
That's right. And we got married here. Here's a ring. He went to Jared.
He put a ring on it.
Yeah. What is it? He liked it so much he put a ring on it.
That's right.
And we celebrated by watching football. Yeah. Good Lord. Of course, I have to give in to my partner's wishes that he wants to watch football. Fine. Okay, so we watch football. And it's actually the Ohio State University versus Cal. And OSU won. So, Mike's happy.
While y'all are doing that, I was sitting here watching Texas A&M versus Alabama. Take on Alabama.
Alabama
number one ranked Alabama.
Alabama won, right?
Yeah. Yes, Alabama won. It was 49-42, if I remember correctly. But it was a good game. It was a very good game. I was, I'm not much of a college football fan, but yeah. I enjoyed watching that game. So.
And it's such a big football weekend also. Texans won last Sunday.
That's because Vanilla Ice Baby was there.
They won because of Vanilla Ice.
That's right.
Okay.
Now he's going to perform at every halftime for the rest of the year.
Okay. That'll help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so before that, actually, last Saturday, I was telling you when we were having dinner. We were having dinner tonight. I talked about us going to Jollibee. Jollibee is a restaurant in the Philippines. It's a fast food chain.
Is it a fat bee that's sitting there looking jolly?
Yeah. It is a fat bee that's a happy-looking bee. And Jollibee is a big, big fast food chain in the Philippines, probably thousands of restaurants in the Philippines, and they have one here in Texas, in Houston. So the lines are so long. All these Filipinos and probably some other non-Filipinos are coming just to line up for an hour, even 2 hours, just to get a burger or one of those spaghetti with meatballs, spaghetti with hot dogs.
So for us here in America, that's the equivalent of them opening up a Crystals in your neighborhood.
Yes, actually. Yeah, that's pretty much how it feels.
And if you're from the South, y'all know what Crystals are. If you're up North, they call it a White Castle.
Or White Castle, yeah. So we should make a movie like that, Nard and Ray go to Jollibee. Just like Harold and Kumar go to White Castle.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Okay. So actually, Jollibee is all over.
Do we have to smoke that much pot?
Yeah, we should.
Oh, okay.
In the show. So there's a lot of...
Let's just do shrooms.
Yeah, we can do that too. Do you have any? I don't like
any mood. Never tell.
I don't want mood altering substances.
I know. I need mood stabilizers. That's what I need.
Oh, really?
Yes. Sorry, folks. My allergies are driving me crazy. My eyes just
started itching. Yeah, me too. I've been coughing up a storm.
Itching like crazy, so pardon me.
Anyway, so there are lots of Jollibees in California, and right now. Like next month, we should try going out. We should try. It should die down.
After the newness of it wears off, and everybody's like, oh.
Yeah. So. That's right. So also, we went out with Asians and Friends last Sunday for brunch.
Speaking of Jollibees.
Yes. Jollibees. The Filipinos. Asians and Friends is going to have the International Friendship Weekend on 2015 in New Orleans. Uh-huh. Okay, what is it? It's like a bear run, but it's not a that's for bears. It's Asians. It's pretty much an Asian run.
It's basically Asians and old white men.
Yes, pretty much. So yeah, the group is going to be there. We're organizing it. We're expecting 150 people coming.
150.
Yeah, 150 people.
Only 150 people?
Yeah, it's not a very big run. It's an Asian run. Yeah. So it's going to be in New Orleans, and we're trying to help out organize it. So since Mike's from New Orleans, he pretty much has a lot of connections there. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. Oh, how about you, Ray? What have you been up to? You've been watching stuff.
Well, you know, the in-laws were here this weekend, so hung out with them. Me and Daddy watched the football game Saturday, and shopped and cooked and did all that good stuff. And, you know, just good family time this weekend. And, of course, on top of all that, last night, the fall TV season started.
Oh, that's right.
So I watched Sleepy Hollow. Did you get to watch it?
No, I haven't. So is it highly recommendable? Is it that interesting?
I liked it. It was a little slow starting off, but, I mean, it's the first episode of a show. But it is on Fox.
Oh, so it's going to be short-lived.
So it'll probably be short-lived. But I like the kind of plot line they have going. The underlying thing is Ichabod Crane was working with George Washington. And the Revolutionary War was not about America's freedom. It was about stopping the apocalypse.
Oh, really? That's the premise of this?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, okay.
And the Headless Horseman is death. Of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And they're trying to keep him at bay for 7 years so the apocalypse won't happen or something like that. So it's witches. It involves witches and magic and history and George Washington being a Granger and Knights Templar and all this other kind of crap. So it looks like it could be interesting.
Okay, so
The lead character plays Ichabod Crane has pretty eyes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ass or
eyes?
Eyes.
He wore these raggedy clothes, so you couldn't tell what the rest of them looked like. Hopefully we'll get him nude at some point.
Okay, so tell me, what is the setting? Is this medieval times?
No.
It was medieval and then became... No, it's a time travel or what?
No, the medieval times was before the Revolutionary War.
Okay.
There's the settling of the 13 colonies.
And oh, that's right.
A little bit after that, there's the Revolutionary War, and then it was the Civil War, and then it was the Korean War, then it was World War One, then it was the Korean War, or excuse me, then it was World War Two, then it's the Korean War, Vietnam, and then Iraq. Desert Storm. So that's kind of the stuff. But so no, it takes place during the Revolutionary War. That's where it starts off. Where everything begins, but then it brings it up to current day and time.
Oh, so it's progressive. Nobody went in. Nobody traveled in time.
No, nobody traveled in time. You know,
so the Headless Horseman.
Something happened to Ichabod Crane and the Headless Horseman, and they're now in current day America.
So Ichabod Crane is like an immortal.
Don't know yet.
Don't know yet because you're talking about back in the World War One in the Civil War, whatever. And it's the new millennium. It's the 2000s.
Yeah.
And they're around, and I wouldn't imagine.
It's the 1700s. It's 250 years ago.
Oh, it's only 50 years. That's nothing, right?
Yeah, that's nothing. So.
Okay.
So, but anyway, it seems good. So, if you have any of y'all other listeners or viewers, depending on which one you're doing, so Sleepy Hollow, let us know what you thought. See if you think it's going to make it. It is a Fox show.
I'll probably wait for it when it's on Netflix or something.
What if they don't put it on Netflix? What if they cut it off before then?
Well, they did that with the what movie? What TV show is it? Arrested Development. So I don't know. Yeah. Let's see.
And they did it to Serenity.
Yes.
Or Firefly. Excuse me. That was Firefly.
Firefly. So. I miss Firefly.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about some bear Facebook posts, okay? So there's this site, there's this Facebook page called Burley Press that they do, well, it's a site, burleypress.com. They also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/burleypress. They have these bear-themed poster prints, and they're very nice images of bears, and they're like comic book. They're, some of them are funny, some of them are, they're prints, and yeah. They sell them, and it gets sold out. And some of them, and one of them, one of the shots was done by Bear Plus Bull, which is, the website is bearbullnyc.com. So they shot a photo of them shaking, showcasing some of the Burley Press photos on their crotches. And it's pretty hot. All you guys who like bears, there's these two bears with these posters on their crotches, and can you imagine how they got stuck in there, maybe with duct tape or something. But yeah, it's pretty hot. Probably post the links on the website so you guys could check it out. So yeah, Burley Press, kind of, maybe we should have him in the show or something. We'll talk about their artwork.
Well, we should.
Yeah, we can do that. So. Okay, so this is the next one.
Well, we got something else.
Yeah.
That we got to talk about tomorrow night.
Oh, what's tomorrow night?
Oh, that thing.
All right, that thing. Ray and I, and Dave also, he's going to go also.
And Robbie.
And Robbie. Robbie's in the kitchen. We're going to watch Depeche Mode. Yoo-hoo!
And you know what I said? When I said I was going to Depeche Mode at work happened the other day?
What happened?
The girl in my office is like, who's Depeche Mode?
Oh, God. They should know, you know. You can have your own personal Jesus.
Your own personal Jesus.
Yeah.
Silent, was it?
There's Everything Counts. Somebody.
Somebody. What about the one about Silence?
Silence? I don't know.
Crap, I can't remember the name of it.
There's this Blasphemous Rumors. What else? Master and Servant?
Yeah.
Master and Servant. There's a lot. I'm looking forward to watch them. I think they were in Manila, probably in the 80s or 90s. And, of course, they're famous, and I couldn't afford the ticket. But now I can, and since I'm old. I'm older now.
I'll look at some of the pictures then. They're kind of old.
Yeah, they are old. I mean,
in fact, they're older than us. So,
yes, they're far, far older than us. So,
But I didn't realize that, not Andy Bell. What's the other one in Erasure?
Not Andy Bell.
Not Andy Bell, but the other one in Erasure started off with Depeche Mode.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Oh, really? Does that mean the other guys are gay? Oh. Depeche Mode are gay?
You mean Depeche Mode's not gay?
Well, it is gay enough. Their music is gay.
Yeah. So.
Master and Servant, yeah. Right? Okay.
I always noticed, I was actually watching some of the videos the other day when I was trying to show her some of the songs and stuff. And it was like the guys in the band, or maybe some other guys standing around, and then just a bunch of girls dancing around them, but the guys weren't paying the girls any attention. So I was like, ooh, gay.
Okay. So yeah, we're looking forward to that. It's going to be on Cynthia Woods Pavilion. And by the time this comes out, probably we've already watched it.
Yeah, we've watched it. But it's going to be in Dallas and traveling around the country. So if you can go get Sam, go see him. For the people who are more mature and know who Depeche Mode is.
Yes, the ones who are you know, in the 80s, Generation Y, whatever, yeah. Generation X. Okay, Ray, so this link is actually a video that Ray got us.
Yes. And when I saw this, it flashed across the news thing on my screen. It says, TLC unveils the man with the 132-pound scrotum. And I thought I had big balls.
Yes. Ray has big balls, as far as as far as he can tell us. Okay. Have I seen it? Have I seen your balls? I think I've seen your balls, right? Yeah, we've been to nude parties before, so.
Anyway. Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, this guy has a 132-pound scrotum.
Yes. So check out. Wesley Warren Jr. talks to Mark about in his new documentary airing on TLC and his rare medical condition that caused his scrotum to swell to an astounding 132 pounds.
Yep. Okay, here's a quick audio.
In 2008, Wesley Warren Jr. had severe pains in his abdomen. Soon after, the tissue around his testicles began to swell at a distressing rate of 3 pounds per month. He was subsequently diagnosed with a rare medical condition called scrotal lymphedema, and his scrotum continued to grow. And it wouldn't stop. For those who don't know the whole story, though, can you back us up a bit?
Oh, look at that.
How did this happen? Yeah, it is, that's a question everyone wants to know. How do you get to this stage? What's the first thing that happened?
Go back
that
to 2008.
Talk to me about 2008.
Yeah. In 2008, May 23rd, I woke up one morning as though
he doesn't look
coming
as fat
out of,
now,
coming out of a nightmare
big,
or a very bad dream
well, he lost
rather quickly.
Pounds
and
yeah.
At the time, okay, my normal testicle sack was a bit above average, and it was rather, as you say, loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
And,
not
you know,
bragging.
And I
he's not bragging.
I got up so quickly that my right leg slammed down onto my right testicle and injured the lymph node that I did not even knew existed in my right testicle.
Okay. So that's pretty much what happened. He hurt himself, and it started growing.
That's right.
And the pictures...
And you know why he hurt himself?
How?
He didn't have his nut bra on.
What do you mean?
If you're a guy with big balls, you got to have a nut bra.
Oh, you have a nut bra. Okay.
Yeah, nut bra.
You should wear a little bit tighter underwear.
Nut bra.
Maybe.
Something, you know, it's a little thing you put on your nuts, and it keeps them pulled up close to you, so, you know, they're not hanging outside of your underwear when you're 80 and stuff like that.
So this guy had his... When it grew so big, he had to wear a hoodie over it. He would put his legs in the hoodie and put his balls on the in front of it, so he could zip it up in the back, so he could walk around with the big with his big balls. This was 2008, and when is it now? 2013.
Yeah.
How come it took him this long?
Well, maybe he didn't have insurance.
Maybe.
Maybe it's something insurance didn't cover. Maybe he's waiting for Obamacare to kick in. I don't know.
Maybe.
Something to get it done. But apparently he got it done because he don't have the problem anymore.
Yeah, during this interview that you just heard, he's already sitting normally on a couch like this. And they were, he was showing off his balls like that. No, no kidding. No, he
no,
wasn't.
But apparently he used to sit like this. So.
Yeah, he would. Yeah, he had big, really big balls, and I cannot lie. So yeah. He's just there talking about the experience. It's actually a documentary, and it's going to come out soon, I guess. So
yeah, and I think if you Google him in images, you can find pictures of him with the big ball. I don't think they show the big balls, but they show him in his pants and stuff, and they're really like, it looks like there's another person in his pants.
Oh yeah, 132. That's yeah.
And
that's
it's not a third leg. And
132 pounds is practically Jeffrey G in his.
Book. I know that's Jeffrey.
That's right.
He could have had Jeffrey G in his scrotum.
That's right. He's got that big.
Yeah.
That's pretty scary. Anyway, more power to you. What's his name? Wesley Warren Jr. Okay.
So that was an interesting story. So watch the video and hopefully...
Oh, no. His name is Mark. Mark something.
No, Wesley Warren Jr. Mark's the guy interviewing him.
Oh, okay. Mark. Okay.
Yeah, Wesley Warren Jr. is the guy that's... So you can Google him and look at the pictures. I'm sure there are plenty out there. So
he's got... Yeah, he lost it. I guess he got the surgery, so which is good. After making money off of the documentary first. Okay. All right.
Maybe that's what paid for the surgery.
Yeah, that paid for the surgery. I have to make this documentary to take off my balls.
That's right.
Yeah. And oh, by the way, we were talking about balls earlier. When Mike and I were in Fort Lauderdale last March. In Fort Lauderdale, there's this place called Coconut Cove. Coconut Cove? Coconut Grove.
Coconut Grove.
I think that's Coconut Cove.
Grove is the song.
Coconut Grove is a song. So we stayed at Coconut Cove, and there's this guy who's got big balls, and he was probably injecting saline. And he had his trunks. He would wear his trunks, and he's got it bulging like a cantaloupe on his crotch, and it's really distracting. You can't stop.
I'm going to get Stepanski in here one show and get him to inject saline while he's doing it so he can watch him swell up during the show.
Really? You want to see that? Oh, my God.
I thought it would be interesting. What do y'all think, listeners? Do y'all want to see somebody scrotum swell up as they put saline and a needle in it?
You know, we can put it under the under a towel and see the towel rise.
Ba-dum-bum! No.
Okay. Just the towel rise.
So, anyway.
It could be balloon. All right, so.
Okay. On to our movies and TV section, even though we've talked about Sleepy Hollow already.
All right.
But coming up this coming week, so any of y'all listening this week, set your DVRs for next week.
Oh, that's right. I should
say 9/24, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. premieres on ABC. 9/25, Revolution and Modern Family are back.
Yep, I'm looking forward to the Modern Family. Of course, you're going to see Eric Stone Street naked again.
Yeah. Oh, 9/26, so. The Big Bang Theory is back on CBS. Glee comes back on Fox. And we find out how they write the end of
Finn. Oh, off. Really? That's when they're going to put Finn
in. Well, they're going to do it a couple episodes in. They're not going to start off the season on a bummer like that. But they're going to allude to something going on with him is what they said. So, and then on the 27th, Hawaii 5-0 shows back up on CBS with all the hot men's.
You know, Hawaii 5-0 is pretty much Lost in Hawaii, right? I mean, the TV show Lost, you know, because the characters are
the same. They got a lot of the same
characters. The same characters in Hawaii. So,
but most of the cast is kind of hot, and it's just kind of worth watching. Even though some of the stuff they do sometimes is stupid, you know, it's nice to watch them, and, you know, some of the Asian American actors they have on the show are very fine. So that's that.
All right.
But now here's our big story for our entertainment news tonight.
All right. Okay.
Let's hope the world doesn't end before 2015.
Why would it end?
I don't know. But if it does, we're going to be screwed.
Okay.
Because Jurassic World is coming to theaters in the summer of 2015, along with every other freaking movie that we've been waiting on.
Oh, okay.
So, how many blockbusters will there be in the summer of 2015? Jurassic World, the fourth installment of the incredibly successful Jurassic Park series, is coming to theaters June 12th, 2015, The Hollywood Reporter said. Steven Spielberg, who directed the first two Dino flicks, is on board to produce this one, with Colin Trevorrow of Safety Not Guaranteed fame will sit in the big chair for the Universal Studios Monster, the website said. If you couldn't have guessed, the film will be shot in 3D and might actually be worth the headache-inducing experience.
That might be nice.
You know, casting still like a mystery in it, but early part rumors have hinted that the film will return to Isla Nublar, which is the island. I'm sure I said that wrong. Is it Isla Nublar. Isla Nublar as a functioning theme park. And at least one new dinosaur will be introduced in addition to all of his bloodthirsty friends. Jurassic World piles on the mega film Golden Age that is becoming summer 2015. Now, here's what's also coming out in 2015 that's slated for release. The Avengers, The Age of Ultron, comes out May 1st. That's when it's put in there for Terminator 5.
What?
June 26th. Independence Day 2, July 3rd.
Independence Day, it's supposed to be the last one. It was Independence Day was supposed to be the first and last.
The Stilled Untitled, Superman versus Batman, Juggernaut, July 17th.
Jerking off what?
Juggernaut.
A Juggernaut.
Jerking off. Well, if they put Justin Bieber in as Robin, yeah, it's going to be a lot of jerking off.
Oh, God.
Ant-Man comes out July 31st, and unless we forget, Star Wars Episode 7 is supposed to hit theaters that summer.
No, that I'm looking forward
Who's to. Who's excited about all this news?
I'm excited about that.
So let's hope the world doesn't end until after 2015 so we can figure out what's going on with all these franchises.
How about Star Wars Episode 8 and 9? So
well, we got to get 7 here first.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure they do it 2 years
in two years in interval.
Two years increment. So.
Okay, so looking forward to all of those. I just can't believe Independence Day, they're going to have a part 2. Is it going to be the same? Will Smith is going to be there?
I don't know if he's going to be there, but you know his movie career ain't been that great lately. So
yeah,
he pull anything out.
After Earth was really horrible.
Yeah, which I still haven't seen. I figured it'd be out on release by now.
Yeah. Oh, it's on the DVD on the Redbox, I think.
Oh, it is. Okay,
so I can get it. All right, let's move on to bear events, guys. So here we go. It's actually here in Texas. It's Bear Tubing, September 27th to 29th in New Braunfels, Texas. We're going to be there. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there?
No.
You're going to be there. Me, Ray, Mike, a few friends of ours, Mark, lots of friends from the Houston Bears are going to be there. So Bear Tubing is a yearly weekend tubing event in New Braunfels, Texas. And Bear Tubing, just go to Facebook and search for Bear Tubing or put the links on the website for you guys to check out. So come on down Friday, tube on Saturday, brunch before you go on Sunday. So it's just that simple. So we're just a small group of free bear volunteers. We all volunteer our time to create the content, graphics, organization, and etc. for the event. So yeah, because the guys love it. So beartubing.com is the site. So I'll put the links on the website for you guys to check out. All right, it's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre. So what's the gay, Ray?
The gay this week is, gay Marine receives rainbow flag on last day of service. A gay Marine received a rainbow flag on his last day of service with the phrase, "served with pride," stitched under the Marine Corps logo. Originally posted on Reddit, the rainbow flag acted as a parting gift from the soldier's unit. The photo was posted with the following description. "Today's my unofficial last day as a Marine. This is what my unit gave me to say goodbye." So it's a picture of him holding up the flag with the Marine Corps symbol on it and "served with pride" up under it. So
it's a gay flag.
Yeah.
With the United States Marine Corps logo on top of it. So yeah. It's a very nice
one. I wonder if he's a Marine, if that means he's a power bottom.
What are you saying? Marines are power bottom?
I'm just saying.
So who are the tops? Air Force? The Navy?
No, the Seamen.
The Seamen. Okay. All right. Nice one.
But if anybody else has opinions about how many Marines are bottoms, let me know.
Okay. That's right. Okay, let's go over to the geek. It's about Apple. This concerns us, Ray.
Oh, Lord. What are they doing now?
Okay, Apple, for you guys who are Apple fans. Apple offering last compatible version of iOS apps for older hardware, like your phone, Ray.
Well, it's only a 4. It's not old.
It's old already. With iOS 7 arriving tomorrow, 18th, Apple is September 18th, yeah. Apple is extending some love to the owner of older iOS devices that have been left behind. New compatibility features, first spotted on Reddit, will now kick into action if you attempt to download an app that is not supported by your current firmware. Instead, the company now asks if you'd like to install the last compatible version, which, for some apps, can be over a year old. In your case, it's going to be 2 years old. 3 years old.
Yeah, the latest OS update on my phone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But then some of the apps might not run on the hardware. That's the problem. So, we've successfully installed an older version of Instagram to an iPhone 3GS, with iOS 4.3.3 and Twitter to an iPhone 3G running iOS 4.2.1. Although Instagram was out of date, the last compatible version of Twitter was version 4.3.2 and hit the App Store back on August 18th, 2012. If you're feeling nostalgic and you've got an aging iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch that could use a bit of exercise, Apple's latest tweak might teach your old device some new tricks. So it's basically your old iPhone devices, old iOS devices, can download older versions of the application that you currently have. Because
so if you put iOS 7 on your phone, it'll update it. But if it's an old version of application that's on there, it'll pull that. It'll let it run on.
Yeah, it will just the old version will just you have the option to download the older version, because what happens is it's gonna be faster. It would be as fast as it was before. That's what I noticed also. If you keep upgrading your OS and your application keeps keeping up with the operating system, the hardware, the phone itself, it could not handle it for some reason. So if you have an older version of the application, it might work. It might be even faster. So in your case. Because Ray still has an iPhone 4.
Because I'm old, broke, and on a fixed income.
Why don't you get the 5C coming out this September 20th? It's the colored version of the iPhone. You know, it's practically the iPhone 5 with colored backs, plastic. No,
my phone's working fine.
Okay, say fine.
Just working fine. So, did you see the article that somebody posted on Facebook about we need to change our thought about how phones are done?
Oh yeah, but
the interchangeable parts of the phone and not the having different phones.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a concept right now. It's a campaign called phoneblock.com, BLOK phoneblok.com. Yeah, I know what you mean. It's a
watch the video on there.
It's a video. It's very interesting. But then, right now, Samsung and Apple will not go for it, of course.
Of course not. But eventually, you know, everybody's getting into green and recycle. Maybe it'll come up where you have this base platform and Apple says, okay, we have a faster processor we can put on there and run everything with. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, our camera's like the number one camera out there and you can add that in and you can mix and match what you need. I like the thing that, because the problem with as phones get more advanced, like I noticed Robbie's parents, they have a basic flip phone, and that's all they need because they would never figure out. Not that some older Americans can't, but most of them don't want to deal with it. They just want to dial a number or hit an address book and call somebody.
Mm-hmm. Or so, click a picture.
Click a picture.
Or tap a picture. So, Robbie. Call Robbie.
Yeah, or something simple like that. And, you know, most of the phones, you have to go through apps and all this other crap and stuff. And even though I got an iPhone, I mean, I don't have that many apps on there. I don't even think I got 3 pages.
Oh, you don't have three pages?
Of apps. You know, some people got like 30. And
yeah. Some nerds do. And so, they have pages inside those. They have folders inside those
pages. Yeah. It's just like, you know, that's too much. So, you know, I like it because I can check my mail. I can make a phone call. I can sometimes take a picture if the damn camera opens up fast enough.
That's the problem, yeah.
So, and then, but you know, I thought about like people like Wayne, who's a big photography person, if he could get a better camera on his phone and upgrade every time a new one came out.
Just upgrade the camera part.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the, that's the interchangeable concept that we need to that the campaign wants to promote. So phoneblock.com.
So so hopefully that will come around.
Yeah, that's right.
I like their concept.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go on with the bizarre. This is a last minute bizarre that Ray
put I found in. This. It's 17 bizarre sex facts you probably didn't know.
I haven't read this, so
what we're going to do here? This is the following is an excerpt from 1,227 quite interesting facts. You can find it from W.W. Norton for $15.95. A collection of difficult to believe yet entirely true miscellanea assembled by the creators of the British quiz show QI.
Okay, this book is practically a book for the crapper.
Yes,
for the toilet.
It's something you sit on the crapper and read. It's like,
and
oh,
read. Oh, okay.
So,
and you flush. You okay. Do a courtesy flush, and then you read again. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay. We're going to alternate. So you take number one and then I'll
take two. First one. 1 in 10 European babies is conceived in an IKEA bed. I'm sure. 1 in 10. Wait, 1 in 10? That seems small. That's a small number.
But you think about
10% of the people.
But you think about how many people, how many thousands and millions of people over there. That's a lot of IKEA beds.
I guess. But yeah. I wonder where the other places are.
I mean, London, somewhere like, London's not, I don't guess, is Great Britain considered part of Europe? Well, look at Paris. It's got, what, 3-4 million people in it?
Yeah.
So, one out of, that's what?
That's 30,000.
30,000 people.
Is that right? 300,000. 10%. 300,000, yeah.
300,000 people that got conceived on IKEA bed. Number two. Alfred Kinsey, author of Sexual Behavior in the Human Male from 1948, had a collection of 5 million wasps and could insert a toothbrush into his penis, bristle in first.
What? Now, oh, my God.
Did we just do a story about that?
We had a story with a guy putting a fork
in his
penis.
But Alfred Kinsey was supposed to have a third arm down there.
Oh, it's big enough. It's really big.
It was,
big.
Like, huge.
What? So, okay, fine. It may
because
be huge.
Because I saw the Kinsey movie. And that was the kind of the thing going in is that he had a huge one, but he didn't know how to use it. So why sex was very painful with his wife and they had to figure it all out or whatever.
So what? So to conceive, he can just get BJs again. And maybe not even, right?
I don't know.
If it's really big, you put a toothbrush. Why would you put a toothbrush in with the bristles in front?
And those were wooden with beaver bristles on at that time.
So. That's painful. Oh my God. Okay, here we go. British spies stopped using semen as invisible ink because it began to smell if it wasn't fresh.
I know. I've had that same problem myself. Bad, stinky semen.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if you eat, like, cantaloupes or a pineapple before that? Don't you think you'll have a better tasting semen?
Well, they're talking about smelling.
Oh, smelling. Okay.
Yeah, smelling. So when they used to do the secret code, they'd write it with semen so it would dry. Uh-huh. And you couldn't see it until you probably put it under black light or something.
Oh. That's right.
So.
That's horrible, though.
But if you had to eat the letter to keep it from falling into animals,
gross.
Is that considered swallowing?
I guess you are swallowing at that point. It's a good idea. Okay.
A single sperm contains 37.5 megabytes of DNA information. One ejaculation represents a data transfer of 15,875 gigabytes. equivalent to the combined capacity of 62 MacBook Pro laptops.
So it's actually 15.875 terabytes. Okay. So if you do that, wow. So I want to make a few gigabytes of data. It's just a euphemism of saying I want to jerk off.
I guess so.
Okay. Here. But I like that 62 megabytes.
Let me show you my hard drive.
That's right. Okay, let's make some gigabytes. Let's make some terabytes. Okay. I'm gonna put some terabytes on your face. Yeah. Okay, so next one. Male fruit flies rejected by females drink significantly more alcohol, really, than those that have had a successful encounter. What?
So if they're not getting laid, they drink their alcoholic fruit flies.
Okay. So. Females drink significantly more alcohol.
And you got to remember, their lifespan is short, so you know that's a lot of drinking.
Oh yeah.
So.
That's right. Okay. That's interesting. Okay. Next.
A female ferret will die if she doesn't have sex for a year.
Really?
Really. Which, that's why when you go to, if you buy a ferret, they're already spayed or neutered. Because if they don't, they develop cysts or something like that, and it kills them.
Oh, really?
Yes. So.
What if it's a male, and you do Red Rocket? Red Rocket, you jerk him off.
I think you'll probably get bitten.
Okay, all right. All right, so 7 Viagra tablets are sold. No, sorry. Yeah, that's right. 7 Viagra tablets are sold every second. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. I'll tell you what, you go ahead and take 8.
Okay, I'm going to switch. I do the odd and the even now. The German for contraceptive is... That's what you gave it. You can say this. Okay, let me try to... The German for contraceptive is Schwangerschaftsverhütungsmittel.
Ah!
I got that. By the time you finish saying it, it's too late. That's right. Let me say that again. Schwangerschaftsverhütungsmittel.
We're done.
There you go. Wow! That's contraceptive in German.
Yeah.
Okay.
The American Psychiatric Association listed homosexuality as a mental illness until 1973. Did you know you had mental illness problems?
That's right. Until 1973, and then I'm not anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, so next one. The best-selling work of fiction of the 15th century was The Tale of the Two Lovers, an erotic novel by the man who later became Pope Pius II.
Mm.
What? Really?
Really.
15th century? So he was... Oh, it's not necessarily gay, is it? I guess it's...
Well, no, it's just erotic.
It's erotic. Erotic?
Yeah.
Pope Pius II? Okay. Next one.
It's probably titled 50 Shades of the Convent or something.
50 Shades of the Conclave.
Okay. A single human male produces enough sperm in 2 weeks to impregnate every fertile woman on the planet.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I guess if you really just...
Not my job.
Yeah, that's right. If you just, you know, divide one sperm for each person like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. In 2008, archaeologists in Cyprus found a 17th century curse A 7th century curse inscribed on a lead tablet that said, "May your penis hurt when you make love." Nobody knows who made the curse or why. Mm. Wow.
I like this one. The founder of Match.com, Gary Creeman, lost his girlfriend to a man she met on Match.com.
Oh my God. That's probably karma, don't you think? Yeah, it's got to be karma because Match.com for some time didn't want to have gay people in it. Mm-hmm. So
then they sprung off and got that other thing.
Gymnophoria is the sense that someone is mentally undressing you. Ooh. Ooh, nice. I like that. Oh, why are you looking at me like that, Ray? Oh, you're undressing me. Sometimes they do that. What can you say?
A female chimpanzee in a fit of passion has the strength of 6 men.
Oh my God, really?
She can rip your head off.
Probably, yeah. God. Okay, at the 2012 London Olympics, which lasted for 17 days, the athletes were provided with 150,000 free condoms, approximately 15 each.
Wow.
That's a lot of them. They give 15.
50. Trojan man.
That's right. Okay, so yeah, that's interesting. They're expecting that. It's like a bear run. They're expected to.
Well, they got all these sex. People there. There's they all give these. You, I mean, it's kind of like anything. I mean, I'm sure it's a party.
Yeah, so. Okay. Okay, last one, Ray.
Okay. The G-spot was nearly called the Whipple Tickle after Professor Beverly Whipple, who coined the expression that we know today.
The Whipple Tickle. Okay.
Hey, girls, you want to get your Whipple tickled?
Well, I don't know anything about that. I guess you did. Didn't you before?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. Anyway, okay.
Many, many, many years.
So where did you get this? My God, it's just from Huffington Post.
Okay. Yeah, Huffington Post. You can find anything on Huffington Post.
That's right. Very interesting, Ray. I like that. I'll probably put the links on the website for everyone to react to it. I like the British spies. I like the...
Yeah.
We should try that. You know, send a letter. You use sperm to do it.
Yeah. Take a letter, Maraynard.
And then, what is this? It's a blank paper. Put it in black light and you'll see. That's nice.
Uh-huh.
I wonder how it smells. I don't know because once you wash it off or put it, you know, once you wash it off and wipe it out, and I don't get to smell it. You don't know? Don't you smell it when it's crusted on your face? No?
Right? No, I usually go wash. I'm a neat freak.
Oh, you're a neat freak? Okay.
Oh, we're done. I gotta go shower.
Okay.
Get out.
All right. Or okay, I'm done. Okay, go finish yourself.
Mm-hmm, pretty much. Right. Take care of me, and then you can take care of you.
Take care of yourself then. Okay, so let's go. Before we end the show, let's do some shout outs. Actually, it's a big birthday weekend.
All those New Year's babies.
Is it New Year's? They're made in New Year's, and then so that's
why. Well, if they're September babies, it's 9 months. So something that's happened right around the holidays.
Yeah.
Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah, you're right. It's a Christmas gift. Okay, of course, it's my partner's birthday last weekend. So happy birthday, Mike. Love you. Okay, a few more. Happy birthday to Michael G. in Harlingen, Texas. And actually, tomorrow is Mark C.'s birthday in New Orleans. So happy birthday. And also to Rob in Houston. Rob was in the Harlem Shake video that we made at the MCC. He was the big bear with the headgear, yeah, in the middle with the orange shirt. Yeah,
but he's not in Houston anymore.
I think he is. Still is.
No, he moved to up north somewhere.
No, he's still here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's still. All right, still checks in.
Okay,
in the house.
Okay. All right. Happy birthday to Kyle Alton, Mikey B, Brian C, and JH here in Houston. So, you know who Brian C is, don't you?
The one with the big... No, it's not him. You want to know?
No, it's Brian. It's one of our greatest listeners.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Then I'm right. You guys listening, you didn't see my hands do that. Okay. But anyway, yeah, so happy birthday to all of you. God, our shout-outs are all birthdays. That's amazing.
I know. So all these New Year's babies, I'm telling you. Okay, somebody got their mama drunk.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Okay, Ray. So before we close the show,
yes,
what are we going to do this weekend? This week is going to be Depeche Mode. What songs are you looking forward to hear?
Personal Jesus. I don't mean for any of it. I mean, most of the stuff that went top 40, I mean, because a lot of the songs, I don't know the name, but when I hear them, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that. Because I was listening to some of them the other day online, and I was like, yeah, I don't remember it being called that, but I remember the song when it played on the radio.
You know, the chorus, you know, the words. Yeah. I'm looking forward to a lot of songs, actually. Blasphemous Rumors, the old, really old ones. Master and Servant, Everything Counts, one of their ballads, Somebody. I want somebody to
What's
share.
The most famous one of them
Something
all?
Like that. Personal Jesus is one of the famous ones.
There's the one of the first ones they released.
Oh, what? Is it in the Under Construction album? Can't remember. What do you remember?
I can't remember the name of it. That's what I was asking you.
Oh, you're asking me? That's the one I remember. Yeah. It's Master and Servant.
No, it's not Master and Servant. It's, oh, what's the song's name? See, if you hadn't said Personal Jesus, I would be singing that in my head.
Personal Jesus. Okay, so I'm looking forward to that. It's gonna be I'll probably carpool with Dave going there. So it's gonna be in Cynthia Woods Pavilion in the Woodlands. Maybe we could eat there and then walk there.
Well, that's what we're planning on doing. It's going up early so we can eat and walk over.
Oh, okay. Probably do that same. Do the same. Okay, so I guess that looking forward to it. And what else is going on? That's pretty much it. Okay. So thank you everyone for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a message on the voicemail, we'll play it on the show.
Yes, we haven't had any for a
long time. I know, nobody ever calls.
Nobody calls. Some people email. We should read that email that was sent to us. Remember?
What email?
That comment on yours, anyway. About your crotch. Oh, that's right. There's another.
We'll have to do that on next
week's show. Maybe next week. Maybe next week's show. Okay, so subscribe. Subscribe to us via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And listen to us on the Roku player and also on Stitcher Radio. And you can catch the whole show at bearpodcast.com. Go to the official website. That's the official website, bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
Oh, darling.
I can't believe that guy said, oh, I was looking at the dark side of Ray's shorts. Test 1-2, test 1-2.
Welcome.
What?
You're pushing your water with your foot.
The gay, the geek,
the bizarre.
Thank you, Bear Radio listeners, for joining us in episode 486, where we talked about football, Jollibee, and the man with the 132-pound scrotum.